Etymology lesson. Nightmare. It sounds as though it refers to a female horse, but in fact, the mare part of the word nightmare, a terrifying dream, comes from Germanic folklore, in which a mare is an evil female spirit or goblin that sits upon a sleeper's chest, suffocating them or giving them bad dreams. The same Germanic word marron gives rise to similar words in many Scandinavian and European languages. Interestingly, in Germanic folklore, it was believed that this mare did more than just terrorize human sleepers. It was thought that it rode horses in the night, leaving them sweaty and exhausted next day. Etymology lesson. Macabre. In works of art, the adjective macabre means having the quality of possessing a grim or ghastly atmosphere. The macabre works to emphasize the details and symbols of death. The term also refers to works particularly gruesome in nature. The word has gained its significance from its use in French as la danse macabre, for the allegorical representation of the ever-present and universal power of death, known in English as the dance of death, and in German as Totentanz. Another theory derives the term from Arabic, macabre, plural of maqbara or maqbara. Borrowing Arabic in plural form is not unusual, as there are other examples as well. Etymology lesson. Macabre. In works of art, the adjective macabre means having the quality of possessing grim or ghastly atmosphere. The macabre works to emphasize the details and symbols of death. The term also refers to works particularly gruesome in nature. The word has gained its significance from its use in French as la danse macabre, for the allegorical representation of the ever-present and universal power of death, known in English as the dance of death, and in German as Totentanz. Another theory derives the term from Arabic maqabar, plural of maqbara. Borrowing Arabic in plural form is not unusual, as there are other examples as well. Etymology lesson. Macabre. In works of art, the adjective macabre means having the quality of possessing a grim or ghastly atmosphere. The macabre works to emphasize the details and symbols of death. The term also refers to works particularly gruesome in nature. The word has gained its significance from its use in French as la danse macabre, for the allegorical representation of the ever-present and universal power of death, known in English as the dance of death, and in German as Totentanz. Another theory derives the term from Arabic maqabir, plural of maqbara. Borrowing Arabic in plural form is not unusual, since there are other examples as well. Etymology lesson. Macabre. In works of art, the adjective macabre means having the quality of possessing a grim or ghastly atmosphere. The macabre works to emphasize the details and symbols of death. The term also refers to works particularly gruesome in nature. The word has gained its significance from its use in French as la danse macabre, for the allegorical representation of the ever-present and universal power of death, known in English as the dance of death, and in German as Totentanz. Another theory derives the term from Arabic, maqabir, plural of maqbara. Borrowing Arabic in plural form is not unusual, since there are other examples as well.